from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. This is your SDPB News Podcast. I'm Jackson Dirks in Sioux Falls. Today from SDPB, a look at the opioid settlement in Pennington County, a new childhood enrichment center opens in Flandreau, and even more. It's Tuesday, April 28th. Here are today's stories. Pennington County, one of many named in nationwide opioid legal settlements, is now looking to use that windfall wisely. Local leadership heard a presentation on the matter that included the priorities for addiction treatment. SDPB CJ Keene reports.
The opioid addiction crisis of the 2010s and the role larger pharmaceutical companies played in perpetuating it led to large settlements nationwide worth tens of billions of dollars. Now, counties in South Dakota that participated in that battle are asking about their slice of the pie. Pennington County Sheriff Brian Mueller says it was an uphill battle for the state's two largest metro areas over the last year.
The State Department of Social Services is sitting on several million dollars worth of opioid funding. We're trying to get that released into our communities to have the biggest impact. It was a little bit of a struggle, to be honest with you, this year. The mayor and I have been very actively involved behind the scenes to try to work to get block grant funding for Rapid City area and the Sioux Falls area.
State government resources show a 70-30 break in the distribution of nearly $33 million South Dakota received in these settlements between state government and local entities. $9 million of that money is due to go to local governments like counties and communities. For Pennington County and Rapid City, that's about $1.5 million, though less than a quarter of that total has been received to date.
That could improve services, create better coordination with the services that we do have, and also cut some of the taxpayer funding that goes into these types of services. But I think we have to really focus on making the services that we already provide more efficient and more effective.
For Commission Chair Ron Weifenbach, it's high time that money started moving.
It seems kind of like a quagmire that the fact that the opioid settlement money was put aside to help, you know, help bring some solution to these problems, and now we're on this side trying to fight to get that money to make this stuff happen.
This was just a report, and no action was taken by the commissioners. I'm SDPB's CJ Keene in Rapid City.
The Boys and Girls Club of the Northern Plains is expanding child care services across multiple South Dakota communities. The organization most recently celebrated the grand opening of an early childhood enrichment center in Flandreau. SDPB's Jackie Hendry has more.
The clubhouse has capacity for 130 kids, ages 6 weeks to preschool. It's the result of a partnership between the Boys and Girls Club, the Flandreau Santee Sioux Tribe, the City of Flandreau, and the Dakota Layers Egg Farm, among others. Charlie Wilson is the Senior Director of Early Childhood Enrichment with the Boys and Girls Club.
This building is unique because having a childcare facility like this in a rural area is a blessing. I don't know how else to say it.
Accessing childcare is a challenge. Wilson says a needs assessment for all of Moody County found a need for up to 230 childcare slots. Affordability is another challenge. Wilson says the clubhouse will not post its rates online because they plan to work with families individually.
We have generous donors that have put together some scholarship money for us, and then we also take that state child care assistance as well as tribal child care assistance. So families would apply for either of those, and then they can fill out paperwork for scholarships if necessary after that.
The Flandreau facility is the latest Boys and Girls Club effort to address child care needs around the state. A similar facility in Brookings opened last spring. This fall, an expanded partnership with the Vermilion School District will provide full-day services and transportation for preschoolers. The Clubhouse Early Childhood Enrichment Center in Flandreau opens in May. I'm SDPB's Jackie Hendry in Flandreau.
A man accused in a Rapid City stabbing has reached a plea. Prosecutors initially sought a first-degree murder charge. Deontay Eagleman of Rapid City is accused in the stabbing death of 55-year-old Francis Tobacco. His trial was set to begin May 18th. He pleaded guilty to first-degree manslaughter. After the deal was reached, prosecutors agreed to request a term of 40 years be imposed at sentencing. The 23-year-old Eagleman's sentencing hearing is scheduled for June 15th at the Pennington County Courthouse. A Washington High School student in Sioux Falls is competing at the Poetry Out Loud National Finals. Senior Damian Dean is competing after winning South Dakota's Poetry Out Loud competition. He's competing against 55 state and jurisdictional champions across the nation. Dean's competing this afternoon at 4 Central, 3 Mountain in the semifinal round. He's in semifinal 3. If he wins his region, Dean will compete Wednesday as well. You can watch him compete through a live, one-time-only webcast. The link is at arts.gov. 7 artists across the state are receiving grants to teach older adults in their communities. It's part of the South Dakota Arts Council's Creative Aging SD. Selected artists lead hands-on programming designed for adults 55 and over in their communities throughout the state. Participants explore creative skills, share stories, and take part in hands-on activities. This is done at senior centers, healthcare facilities, tribal communities, and local gathering spaces. Grant recipients include Eliza Blue of Bison, leading traditional partner dances with live music in a welcoming intergenerational setting, Zahn Van Tran of Minnehaha County, offering engaging music sessions that encourage participants, memory, and connection. Amanda Vasek of Geddes, guiding participants through drawing and painting using a variety of materials and approaches. Deborah Mitchell of Rapid City, supporting reflective art making inspired by personal stories and life experiences. Bob Newland of Hot Springs, helping veterans share their stories through portraits and written reflections. And Rosemary Buckman of Martin, leading a collaborative textile and design project celebrating community and shared history. And that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, X, and YouTube at SDPB News, and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. As always, thanks for listening.